AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Atlanta, Rodney Bryant, was asked if the deadly shootings in the Atlanta area are considered a hate crime.
I know that that's going to be a concern and that you were probably asking that of many of us. We are just not there as of yet.
The shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors left eight people dead and raised fears this was another hate crime against Asian Americans. Keisha Lance Bottoms is the mayor of Atlanta.
Whether it's senseless violence we've seen play out in our streets or more targeted violence like we saw on yesterday, a crime against any community is a crime against us all.
Little is known about the suspect, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia. A union official says a worker at a supermarket distribution center near Milwaukee shot and killed two co-workers overnight. The facility was temporarily locked down. A shooting last night in a Phoenix home left four people dead. One person wounded is in stable condition. Police did not disclose information about a suspect or suspects, but described the crime as contained. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation at the border is tough right now.
We are working around the clock to manage it, and it will take time, but we will not waver in our commitment to succeed. That is our job.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, Mayorkas says unaccompanied children can make a claim for relief in immigration proceedings.
If it is determined that they do not have a valid claim, they will be returned in a safe manner.
The number of migrants being stopped at the Mexico border has been rising since last April. His doctor says former Met Opera conductor James Levine, whose career ended after sexual misconduct allegations, has died. He was 77. A judge has dismissed two jurors who had been seated for the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer in George Floyd's death. Stocks have opened lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. With lockdown starting to ease in some places, many dog owners are becoming concerned about how their pets are acting.
They don't come with a manual, and they don't come pre-programmed, unfortunately.
Denai Sinadino is a dog trainer in London. She's trying to get dogs used to a time when their owners have to go to work and leave home.
Separation anxiety is a big one. Dogs follow their owners around even when the owners go to the next room. They cannot even be left alone when their owners go grocery shopping.
Sinadino is working with dogs and owners about social distancing, but approaching strangers and working a lot on exposing those dogs to be not afraid of people.
That's the fun of owning a dog, to be honest. Bonding with them and working with them and seeing the happiness in their eyes when they get something right. For me, that's what it's all about.
Calm energy is the key for dogs around other people. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.